Ezechiel. Chapter 32. And it came to pass in the 12th year, in the 12th month, on the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for Pharaoh king of Egypt, and say unto him, You are like a young lion of the nations, and you are as a monster in the seas, and you came forth with your rivers, and troubled the waters with your feet, and fouled their rivers. Thus says the Lord God, I will therefore spread out my net over you with a company of many people, and they shall bring you up in my net. Then will I leave you upon the land, I will cast you forth upon the open field, and will cause all the fowls of the heaven to remain upon you, and I will fill the beasts of the whole earth with you. And I will lay your flesh upon the mountains, and fill the valleys with your dead bodies. I will also water with your blood the land in which you swim, even to the mountains, and the rivers shall be full of you. And when I shall put you out, I will cover the heaven, and make its stars dark, I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give its light. All the bright lights of heaven will I make dark over you, and set darkness upon your land, says the Lord God. I will also trouble the hearts of many people, when I shall bring your destruction among the nations, into the countries which you have not known. Yea, I will make many people appalled at you, and their kings shall be horribly afraid of you, when I shall brandish my sword before them, and they shall tremble at every moment, every man for his own life, in the day of your fall. For thus says the Lord God, the sword of the king of Babylon shall come upon you. By the swords of the mighty will I cause your multitude to fall, the most terrible of the nations, all of them, and they shall plunder the pomp of Egypt, and all its multitude shall be destroyed. I will destroy also all its beasts from beside the great waters, neither shall the foot of man trouble them any more, nor the hoofs of beasts trouble them. Then will I make their waters clear, and cause their rivers to run like oil, says the Lord God. When I shall make the land of Egypt desolate, and the country shall be destitute of that of which it was full, when I shall strike all them that dwell in it, then shall they know that I am the Lord. This is the lamentation with which they shall lament her, the daughters of the nations shall lament her, they shall lament for her, even for Egypt, and for all her multitude, says the Lord God. It came to pass also in the 12th year, on the 15th day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, wail for the multitude of Egypt, and cast them down, even her, and the daughters of the famous nations, under the lower parts of the earth, with them that go down into the pit. Whom do you surpass in beauty? Go down, and be placed with the uncircumcised. They shall fall in the midst of them that are slain by the sword, she is delivered to the sword, draw her and all her multitudes. The strong among the mighty shall speak to him out of the midst of Sheol with them that help him, they are gone down, they lie uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Asher is there and all her company, their graves are about her, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, whose graves are set in the sides of the pit, and her company is round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which caused terror in the land of the living. There's Elam and all her multitude round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, who were gone down uncircumcised into the lower parts of the earth, which caused their terror in the land of the living, yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. They have set her a bed in the midst of the slain with all her multitude, her graves are round about her, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword, though their terror was caused in the land of the living, yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit, they are put in the midst of them that are slain. There's Meshech, Tubal, and all their multitudes, their graves are round about them, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword, though they cause their terror in the land of the living. And they shall not lie with the mighty that are fallen of the uncircumcised, who have gone down to Sheol with their weapons of war, and they have laid their swords under their heads, but their iniquities shall be upon their bones, though they were the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. Yea, You shall be broken in the midst of the uncircumcised, and shall lie with them that are slain with the sword. There is Edom, her kings, and all her princes, who with their might are laid by them that were slain by the sword. They shall lie with the uncircumcised, and with them that go down to the pit. There are the princes of the north, all of them, and all the Sidonians, who have gone down with the slain. With their terror they are ashamed of their might, and they lie uncircumcised with them that are slain by the sword, and bear their shame with them that go down to the pit. Pharaoh shall see them, and shall be comforted over all his multitude, even Pharaoh and all his army slain by the sword, says the Lord God. For I have caused my terror in the land of the living, and he shall be laid in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that are slain with the sword, even Pharaoh and all his multitude, says the Lord God.